Da sim, mit Zapfen mit dem und sehr viel. Was ich kann sehen, was mir just ist sich mit Dika. So a shul or bes matters needs Dika. Nib nay. Shet you not get some least some ham comments. In general, people wouldn't eat in the shul or bes matters. But kids would bring comments in. Nowadays, when you have, yeah, you're right. We do not the Mishnah Berurah test. The man is right. The man is right. No problem. So, Katan Mem. And I'm back in Siftes. Mishnah Berurah on Siftes. Mishnah Berurah so Katan Mem. So you have this martev, this wine cellar, which you would store these containers of wine. Davka martev shemistavik mimenu letzarach suda. It has to be a martev, which it's possible that he would go and direct use this for mill purposes. Shepamim harlech bashamish b'emsa suda upita biyada lahavi oidyayin l'shulchan b'shakeach shamas pita. You might have like a storage place which you never go in the middle of the meal. The pshat is, every once in a while, you go and bring a few barrels to the house. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a place where the person would potentially would go in the middle of the meal. This is the one that you, whenever you start a meal, you go out and bring some wine from there. So that's the one that you're going to go to in the middle of the meal if you run out of wine. And Sark Livdik, Ein Bir Locha. So, only this row. Now, this is a machlokes in the Gemara, and the Bir Halacha gets involved in which sheet of the Paskin. Like the whole case is not so common for us, so I'm not going to do the Bir Halacha. Okay. What I call Shetach Martev. But the Lama ain't sorry, leave the Kola Yonis Arroyos as a Tikra. Baruch, Baruch, Shakola Shu Amartev. You don't have to be burning the whole upper layer. Rakshura Achas Hachroina, she connected the passage. Just that one row, the top row, which is all the way towards the door. She Arroyos a Tikra, but it's a passage of Yachad. Vodshur is Chavis Achas Lamatai Mena. She Arroyo Rak as a Pesach Levat. And the layer beneath it is only it's not facing towards the roof. I mean, it's not, as it were, seeing the roof. It's covered with a layer on top of it. But it's facing the Pesach. Okay. Shabura Mem Gimel on Sef Yud. Shir Medika Mala Yudal Doraner. It's a regular Chiyah Medika that has to be done in the appropriate time with the Oraner, etc. Ashamoshim enim nizhor malibzik balayla lemachab dem heitev v'yoyim v'lo yafahim oisim. There's a problem that people weren't doing a bedika like the halacha requirements. V'tzor chazir malakach shikayim u'mitzis ha'chachamim ketikuna. That they have a chiyuv to do a bedika, they have to do it right. Yukal levorach al bedika zu. Theoretically, they can make a bracha on this bedika. This is a chiyah bedika, full-fledged chiyah bedika. Ein tzrichim levatel archa bedika. There's no chiyah bittel. Fish enim yichal levatel lehafter chama shen shalhem. It's not the shamoshim's. That they have a power of hefker, or bittel. If he's over, but the kriya is what the drush is, but that you dalid, yachal leaves out come the chachila b'yom yudalid lor hayom. So, but when you, if you miss the b'dikah by night, you have to do b'dikah by day. Doing a b'dikah by day, we said you have to use a candle unless it's a place which is a large open area where the sun can come in and check with the light of the sun. In general, the shuls have a lot of light coming in, so that's fine. So you have to open the window. So that nowadays we say our windows are much clearer, and they really let the light in, so you don't have to open the windows. But Bishop Burr said before, if you have a glass of the windows and the glass is not clear, or it has some impurities in it, etc., so then you would have to open up the windows before you do the bedikah. Okay. Now, the one interesting thing that the Moshe Dershowitz points out, here you have a scenario where they're not being bided because of being governed by Rabbi Motze, because it doesn't belong to the shamish, doesn't belong to the shul. It belongs to private individuals. So why are you being bidik? You're being bidik primarily because of the two reasons given in halacha. One is because of the protecting you from Bayi Rabbi Yamatzi. The other one is because of Shem Yom Halacha. We're afraid that there might be chametz there that you might come to eat. Right? So over here you're saying that we can make a bracha on the bedika, even though the bedika is only addressing one of the two purposes, which I mentioned before. Even one of them is enough to make the bracha. Okay, Yud Aleph. Hamechabed Kedroi, B'Yud Gimel B'Nissen, a person would go on Yud Gimel Nissen by day. Mechabed Livda Kachomitz, Levaroi, V'Nizr Shalahach Nisham Oid Chomitz. You sweep everything out, your goal being, as you look, you're sweeping to look and see if there's anything there. Get everything out, and no more chametz will come into that place. You have to do bedikah b'lel yudal, because kibud, the act of sweeping out, does not replace the din bedikah. Now, zok the Ramah, but everybody does need to sweep before you do bedika. So it's hard to be bedik when there's a lot of dirt and dust around. So you need to sweep out all the dirt and the dust to allow you to do bedika. And the Shmuel will point out that the minhag they had was on your Gimel Nissen. During the day, they would sweep the whole house out. Therefore, they could do bedika by night. That was their Pesach cleaning. Pesach cleaning started the 13th of Nisan in the morning. You would sweep out your whole house, all of the two rooms, right? And they're ready for the bedika that night. Fine. Makisim obata yodam yad shal yibagadim shenoisim pomim chometz. You have pockets, or you have purses. You need to be bodek them if these are the type of things that you occasionally might put chametz in them. So a person is sweeping with the intent that the sweeping should count like a bodek. And if a person doesn't have an intent, so you're saying it doesn't work. And if he doesn't have an intent, it does work. Either way, it doesn't work. So, if a person had no intent at all, it's just stam. So then it does not give it a status of being checked. But they're saying over here, even if a person would have intent, excuse me, for the purpose of bedika, it would also not work. Okay. So that kibud cannot replace bedika, because there's places where you're going to miss chametz. It's in the cracks of the ground, etc. Now, a feeling barak lor haner b'char no b'stakon. So he says, okay, no problem. I'll do a bedika while I'm sweeping. So he checked lor haner in the char b'stakon. So it doesn't help. Gamkin tzarek lachs of leave like belayla k'chol Yisrael. He has a chiyuv to join the rest of Klal Yisrael and do a bedika that night. Why? Shalachalik ben bedika the bedika. But the reason why this is given in halacha is because Chazal did not allow you, according to this pshat, did not allow you to create your own system of bedika. You have to follow the standard system of bedika, which everybody else does. That's how the Truma Sedeshin comes out. Mishabura says intrinsically it's not a good bedika by day, because the aranair doesn't work so well. So that's not now the Naf community, the Tzupshotim, what he did the night before, and you're resorted not to bring any comments in, etc. See, if the problem is it's because by day the candle doesn't work well, that's not an argument. I checked the night before. If the problem is that you have to follow the regular system of doing bedika like everybody else, you can't pick and choose your own way of doing it, so doing it the night of your gimel is not going to work either. Okay, so the Sharatzian in Sepkatan Lunvav. So discusses this initial of the Chalak Ben Bedika Lebedika is the point that you have the whatever your mechuba check, your mechuba check the same way everybody else does, or it shouldn't be that everybody else is doing the Bedika on the night of Yudal and you're doing Bedika earlier. So you have to be doing Bedika the night of Yudal as well. So let's say I want to do half of my house beforehand. So I'm doing bedika the night of Yudal, so I'm not different than everybody else. On the other hand, part of my bedika was done different than everybody else's, because part of my bedika was done the night beforehand. So Shartian and Nunvav, the Talmud says, Mishayir cheder echad livdek oisoy kedin belayla shabadami. If you leave one room over, that'll do bedika. So that's okay. So now you're like everybody else. You're also being bedik that night. So he's understanding that the definition of not being mechalik means you have to be also get a bedika that night like everybody else. But you can do part beforehand. Okay, calls up to Mr. Deshin. Fine. So Shartzian says, I'm not convinced. The Ishlermer shall the chalik koi al kol bayis ubayis. Every room shouldn't be different. The bedika, the way you do bedika, this room should be different the way the rest of Kaisel does their bedika. Well, this room you did the night beforehand. So you made this room different than the rest of Kaisel. Al fimash saim magan rum the filo barak b'yayim. That who Masha had talked to Mishabura, Fimash Ksavna, Lamahani Masha Yivdak Belaila Rak Cheder Echad. So, remember, the case over here is doing it on the day of your gimbal. So, that's not going to help you over here, because we said none of the Bedika was done well, because you can't see well by day. So, then you have to do all the. But if the problem is Shaltachlik, so. If I pick one room, I do it at nighttime again. That's fine. Okay. Then the Ramah said that tzarech lechabed chadorav before the bedikah. Lo mitzvah shaper beloy kibud. it's hard to check for chametz when you have all this dust and dirt around. The minhag was, on the morning of the 13th, they would sweep out the whole house, or sometimes in the 13th, thereby allowing you to be ready to do the bedikah the night of the 14th as soon as possible, at the right time. Okay. What's your cost of Simon Tav Laman Aleph Sifal? Fine. So the reason why they would use a feather is because they end up using the feather like a small broom to sweep out the little pieces of chametz which they might find in these cracks. Then we said that you need to check the kisim and the batei yad shel begadim. The problem that you occasionally use for chametz. Filu oimer borili shalonot nitan behem chametz. I know there's no, I never did it. He's still machim the boyrik. The milsa the loy rami alei who balabadaite. It's possible that you did use it one time and you forgot. How is it possible to forget? It's not something which is important to you to remember, so you will feel confident that it never happened. The reality is that it did happen. Okay. People had accustomed to shake out their pockets by the time of beer came, a beer in the next day. That's not enough. You need to do the bedikah the night before as part of the bedikah process. If you were once to occasionally put something in the pocket, you'd have to shake it out again by day because maybe something got put in there. So the articles of clothing that were being baidik, the pockets and the purses, etc., are going to be true of all the members of that. All the members of the household have to be done. Does this bedika require or an air? Or do you say that this can be done by day, it can be done with the Lohar Chama, it can be done with Mishma Sayyad, right? Is this the full-fledged key of a bedika that it requires or an air? They bring from Biyasha over here, the message they bring from Biyasha. Biyasha said that you can do it by feel. You can just do Misha Sayyad, stick your hand and feel around, and take everything out. You don't need to do a Lohar and air. But he brings somebody argues on that. I think the minhag is to do that, to be makel on that. And that doesn't have to be dafka and le'yudel. So a person can theoretically do all the pockets and all the briefcases and all the knapsacks and all those things, which definitely are mokum shenisim and chametz. Now, your shirt pocket, you're not really sticking usually a piece of cake in your shirt pocket. Pants pocket, maybe you wrap something up, you put in your pants pocket, a jacket pocket, a coat pocket. You don't have to check the shirt pockets unless you have a kid who decides to put crackers in their shirt pocket. But that really, to me, the sock is, it doesn't really need Laura Nair. So it doesn't even have to be done after you lay your dowel. Okay. Yeah. Right. So there's probably three different approaches to it. there is, I guess, the traditional approach is that Loraner is Loraner. Many people will do part of the B'dikah Loraner, at the same time, they will accompany that with a flashlight and use the flashlight when the flashlight gives better illumination. Some people will do straight flashlight. One response to that. Second level response is, when you're saying that you use a flashlight, are all flashlights acceptable? The Maisa, the more it makes a Jerusha, that Nair, the more it comes out that Nair is based on a Pasuk. Now, the Rishonim say it's an Asmachta. It's not a Deraisa of the Kedim. The more it comes out from a Pasuk, that it's supposed to be done with a Nair. So you could argue that a flashlight which has an incandescent bulb, so many halachas, that's called a Nair. Is an LED flashlight acceptable? Do we argue that we're mixing up the two things? That regards to the din of Aish requires that there's something burning, incandescent bulb, that there's something burning, LED, there's nothing burning, so it's not Aish. The guy with the status of Nair, as long as it's something which illuminates, it's a Nair. So I've heard all of these possibilities are out there. So personally, what I do is I when I start to brach, I check Laura Nair, and I use a flashlight to illuminate areas where I can't really use a candle well. Usually the problem is so much not burning the house down. So far I've been pretty good at it, not burning down the house. Halavai Vaitzer. The problem which I have with the candle is sometimes you do it over a carpet and you end up having drips of wax on your carpet, which are very difficult to get out. So it's damaging the carpet or something like that. So Well, that's what we're talking about. Right. But in certain places, that's not an issue. So if you check under the hood of your car, you know, maybe it's better to use a flashlight, you know. Okay. Right, exactly. Okay, Siman Tav Lamed Aleph. So immediately after B'dikah, we need to do a few things. So we need to say a bittul, like we're going to say. We also have a responsibility to deal with the chometz. Both the chometz that you found, that you're going to be destroying, and also the chometz which you're planning to keep to use to eat for the following day, in the morning of your dalet, you cannot leave them out just strewn about, because if any rodent will grab that and then schlep some of it away, you've undermined the status of B'dikah on your house. So once the B'dikah has been done, you need to take steps to guarantee that it will remain boduk, remain clean. So achar B'dikah, yehi nizur b'chometz shemeshar latz. He is a chiyuv to be careful about the chometz that is left over, so as of that latzniyoy, to put it away, safely. In order to obviate the need for a second b'dika. Good going. Because we're afraid him, if he will see a rodent, a rat, grabbing a piece of chometz and schlepping it somewhere, but he won't see where it went to, he now is a chiv to bite the whole house again. If he left over 9 pieces of bread for himself to eat the next day, he wakes up in the morning, he left over 10, he only finds 9. So something happened to one of them. See, he knows about it, it's some type of an animal, must have slept it. Where to go? I don't know. You have to go back to the whole house again. But this much we will give you, sharing your day, im chotsu mimeno im lav. Loi. that myself and get a mechuv, that if it's only a situation where you know vada that there's a problem. You saw the chametz being schlepped. You saw that, you know for sure that one piece is missing, etc. But if you're not, there's no reason to assume that. Then the bedika is still valid. Well, this is not discussing the minute of putting out pieces. This is discussing a person having, you know, leaving pieces of bread to eat. And one of them, so he leaves on his table 10 slices of bread. He comes in the morning, there's only 9 slices of bread. So what happens? Something must have slept it. It could be a little kid, it could be a rodent, etc. The problem with the putting out the pieces of bread, that if you simply miss one, that's not this halacha. This halacha was you've done the bedikah. The bedikah is done valid, but there's something which might occur, which might then invalidate the bedikah later on. The kid over there in that scenario, you only find 9 of the 10. It's not you had a bedikah, but it got messed up later on. You're messed up. Period. You never got the bedikah done to start with the first time. So it parallels, but it's not exactly the same case. Right. No, you have to do no bedikah. It's just so much bedikah. I'm not saying that you have to work. You have to go. You know, you have to deal with the situation. You know, but you have Chazal dealt with this as an isser. You're not allowed to have. You're not allowed to be in the house. I mean, you could not do that and daven shacharis and you know and go to your siyum, etc. But you won't have where to stay for Pesach. So I mean, you know, there's priorities. You know, just the siyum might be a priority, but the. Okay, you cover love kli below mitzo. If he covered it with a kli and now he can't find it the next day, and it's arklid the shavali adam natoloi. So animals that we're talking about were not strong enough to pick up kalim. So what happened? It must be that somebody came along, a person came along, saw there's this pot in the middle of the floor upside down. So what's that doing here? Picks it up and sees there's a piece of chametz. He picks it up and gets rid of it. So well, that's what we would assume would happen. L'chein yichvah lov keli or yitlenu b'aver or yinichenu b'teva mokim shein ach b'yachol lov. So because of this, all these concerns that an animal might take it, you need to put it in a place where an animal can't get to it. So options are covering it with a kli, heavy kli, whatever chametz you have left over, putting it under a kli, putting it in a box, hanging it in the air in a way that the animals can't get to it. All the different options. It sounds like while you're doing the bedikah, you can have chametz strewn all over the house. When you finish the bedikah, you have to make sure you store away the remaining chametz properly. That's not true. From the moment the bedikah starts, you need to have all of the chametz in the house designated and clear that it belongs in one area, etc., and not all just haphazard, because that's the imitation for messing up your bedikah. You could imagine a scenario if you would not have stored away all the chametz. So he checks the northeast corner, and then he goes to the southwest corner, and as he's going to the southwest corner, he sees this little animal. Right, the southwest corner wasn't checked yet, and he's leaving the chametz all out. So there's some chametz sitting in the southwest corner. So as he leaves the northeast corner, goes to the southwest corner, he sees this little animal dart, grab the piece of chametz in the southwest corner, and run to the northeast corner. Well, now you have to do bedikah of that corner again. So, so the chametz mishayir lachilasa, v'udin chametz shemaytza bebedikasa machdicha menicha k'nei levar lamacher. So we have two types of chametz that you're leaving over, either because you're planning to eat it, or you're planning to destroy it. So either way, you need to store it in an effective way. A common problem was that the chametz that they found, they would put away in some box, etc. But the chametz they were still planning to eat, they would sort of leave around, and people would eat, were walking around, you know, with this chametz, like, you know, what are you thinking? So that's incorrect. So that would undermine the bedikah. If that would happen, that the animal would schlep this, you would not need, you do bedikah again, but you do not make a bracha. If you were bedikah and you can't find it, so now you need to do a bittul on that comments. The zel comments shenigra shagara akbar and akha bedikah lohoye bechala bittul. His intent of bittul was not for these items. What he's planning to eat, he wasn't mevatel what he's planning to eat. What he's planning to burn, he's planning to burn. He wasn't planning to mevatel it either. He's mevatel the chametz he didn't find. So this chametz which he found, or he was leaving over to eat, was not included in his bittul. Now it's slept somewhere in the house. You can't find it, so you need to do bittul. But Mishabur points out that our minig is to do a second bittul by day at the time of the beer, so that would include this chametz as well, because that is said in all the chametz. Now, if you cover it with a kli and a tzarich livdik, because you assume that a person came by, picked up the kli, found the chametz, and took it away. So to Mr. Brura, b'davka b'hiniach b'makom gavoya shen yana tinoikus m'mash v'shin shom. We're talking about a responsible adult will come by and do that. But if it's a place where the children can reach, it's very possible that what happened is that the kid picked up the pot and saw there was chametz there and said, oh, let's go play with the chametz, and he's moved it, you know, let's split it up to five pieces and move it out throughout the whole house. You know, I mean, like, go figure out the thought processes of children. So, therefore, the right thing to do is to cover the kli, hang it in the air, put it in a box. Just putting inside of a kli and putting some type of covering on top, these animals that have learned the skill of knocking things, the coverings off, getting inside. When the kli is upside down, that's harder for them to knock that off, to get what's inside. Okay, Beis Archa Bedika. We'll do this if. Excuse me. Archa Bedika Beyan Belaili Yevat Lenu. So the bittul should be done immediately that night after the Bedika. Beyamer Kol Chamira Isa Brishusi. The Lachazite Lachbiarte Libotza will have Kafir Daru. So he says all of the Chamira that I have in my Rishus, which I did not see it, because he says to see it, language of seeing it, and I did not destroy it, which means finding it to destroy it. Libotol, b'lehevi hefer k'afra da'ara. Excuse me. It should be botol, it should be like afra da'ara. The Mishabur is going to discuss the lashon that it should be, we say actually it should be hefker k'afra da'ara. V'yamar bittul b'lashon shemavin. Bittul has to be said in a language that you understand. If you don't understand the Aramaic, you should say it in English. V'yamar b'lashon ha'kodesh kol chamira kol chametz usor. Avashal l'shon is sorach lahaska kolechem b'fnei atzmei. Now, so in the lashon ha'kodesh, the word chametz includes in it both chametz and sor. Let's just talk about sor for a second. People make a mistake and they think that yeast, which we have, which yeast is called sor. That's not what the pasuk of sor means. Sor means sourdough. That if you take dough and you put yeast in it, you let it sit there for a long period of time, So it rises so much to the point that it becomes sour. So it's made from it's starting with a dough. It's from the 5 grains that can become chametz, and it's over chametzed to the point where that it's not really edible. It's only edible al-yedei hadchak. And they would use that as a starter. They would keep that and use it as a starter whenever they make a dough. There's yeast living in there. So they're live organisms. They have to live on something. So you would take a piece of that very sour dough and stick it into your new dough, and the organism would then spread throughout the dough and cause your dough to rise. So, but the yeast itself, the organism itself, yeast itself is a microorganism which is not chametz. So you have a package of yeast, dry yeast. It's not chametz. Brewer's yeast is sometimes because the starch that they put with it, which allows it to live, is the starch could come from a chametz source. But plain packaged dry yeast is not chametz at all. I wouldn't advise you using a Pesach. That's a different issue. Now, so in Lashon Kodesh, the word chametz includes chametz and tzor. Other languages, they're two different things. V'tev lach shalavad l'pam acheres b'yoyim yudal tzev shoch amishis kodem shadagiyah shoshishis. It's appropriate to say a second bittul by day. The din of the Gemara, you have to do bittul, that's by night. That which you do a bittul by day at the time of the beer, that's a toiv. It's not a chiyuv of the Gemara. It's the language of the Rishonim. It's a good idea. Okay. If you do the bittul before you burn the chametz, so you're burning chametz which isn't yours, you lost your mitzvah. The Torah gave you a mitzvah to eradicate your chametz. It's not your chametz. So you should only wait till after the mitzvah has been done to do the bittul, assuming that you have time to be able to do the bittul still in the proper time. Okay.